It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And I guess a couple of really astonishing notes over the past past week, and one of them, I'm always looking for the what I call the peak of color. And it may not be that the peak of color occurs in each species on the same day, but in northern Minnesota, and I think around pretty much all of the state, the peak of color probably refers to the height of the maple colors, because the maples are more inclined to be red or orange or bright yellow or a mixture of all of those and some green thrown in. So, but I had peak of color here in Grand Rapids last weekend, so maybe Friday, maybe Saturday. Friday was a little tough because most of the maples were covered with snow in the morning, and I spent a half hour or so walking down my driveway with a piece of white spruce, 2x2, 8-foot-long section of white spruce that had been sawed off of another board, and I was whacking the birches on my driveway to get the snow and ice off of them so that they would spring back and not lay down on the road the way they were, so that my wife could get out and go to work. And we did manage to get a few of them to open up a little bit and get out of the way. So the snow and ice on Friday, coupled with probably the peak of color on Friday or Thursday, it's slightly less colorful now. The reds and the oranges are starting to fade here in the Grand Rapids area. Yellow is becoming the predominant color now, and that includes the aspens and the tamaracks and the big tooth aspens. And so there's still a lot of color out there. There's even a lot of green out there. And speaking of green, if you're out looking at trees right now, the speckled alders, which grow along the swamp edges for the most part, are green, and they will remain green until the leaves fall. The leaves simply drop off of the plant fully green. The other plant that I noticed over the last week that was quite green was the northern holly. The leaves on the northern holly are quite green, and makes it kind of easy to spot them when you're walking around in the woods right now, because they are so green. But just about everything else is changing. The yellow birch in my yard, I have a nice yellow birch that I keep track of, and that is began to fleck last week on Tuesday, and by yesterday it was quite yellow. And I think the aspens are starting to get toward their peak of color. The oaks in my yard, the red oak and the white oak, are more colored on the south and west exposures than they are on the east and north exposures. But neither of the trees is what I would call peak of color, or even fully colored, not full solid color yet. So just watching those, and their development is kind of continuing apace. I have maples in my yard that are nearly bare, and I have maples in my yard that are still quite festooned with bright red leaves. So there's a lot of mix right now, and we are, I would say, not at peak of color, but we're pretty close. We're not far from it. We've probably just passed it here. Northern pin oak, which is a relative of the red oak, is some are at full color. I've seen some driving around, these bright red oak trees that are along the edges of the roads. Those are at peak color, but there's a fairly large pin oak. Now, it may be a pin oak, red oak cross, but the leaves look like a pin oak. And that one back in the woods by my house is still quite green. The beaked and American hazel are starting to lose their leaves. Yesterday, my estimate was that they are about 50% of their leaves have fallen off of the beaked and American hazel. The beaked, you'll remember, have yellow leaves, and the American hazel have red leaves. And both of those plants are starting to drop their leaves. Typically, it's the 1st of October, and we're already a week into October. So leaf color and leaf drop this year seems to be a bit delayed. And I'm not quite sure why, but we'll maybe find out some things at our upcoming phenology conference. Maybe there's some folks who can shed some light on it. I mentioned earlier that Ed Dallas down in the Deerwood area had noticed a big flock of robins. And back on the 4th of October, I had a big flock of robins, and I estimated it at greater than 50 birds, maybe close to 100 birds. And so there were robins moving through in big flocks. Big-toothed aspens began to turn color this past week, started flecking last Tuesday or Monday, and are now sort of in my yard. They're about halfway to being fully colored. One of the things that happened during that snowstorm was that a lot of short, like 10, 12 inch long branches came off of the big tooth aspen and laid on the ground, as well as a lot of leaves that were still green that were brought down by the snow. Also, there were many trees that broke off as a result of the weight of that snow, and the birches didn't break in my yard, but they certainly bent. And I think if you Google Robert Frost and his poem Birches, you'll get a pretty good idea of what happens when the snow comes, and the birches, with their unusual architecture, sort of don't drain well, and then the plants get extra heavy and they bend over. October 4th, last week, cold morning, there was ice on the bird bath for the first time. And October 5th, last week, I was driving along and I found I passed a male ruffed grouse, fully fanned out, ruff erect. He was definitely showing off. And of course, there was a female on the other side of the road. And it was pretty astonishing to see them in full display like that, even though this is definitely not the time of year that they will be breeding. Common milkweed, first pods are starting to split along Blue Heron Road. I've seen other pods in other places that are open, but mine are just starting to break open. The chokecherry leaves are green but falling. I mentioned red oak and bur oak. Large-leafed asters were the only flowers I found in bloom yesterday in the woods by my house, and those were bleached nearly white. They didn't look very good. We had our first measurable snow of greater than a quarter of an inch on Friday. Trembling aspens, I mentioned they're some of the younger trembling aspens. So if you're looking at trembling aspens and the trunks are, say, 5 or 6 inches or less in diameter, they are starting to lose their leaves from the bottom going up toward the top, and they will continue to do so. And we will be able to kind of watch their progression. They're doing quite well right now, and they're probably approaching their peak of color. Lots of juncos in the area. If you want to get the juncos around your house, and if you want to be able to look at them and the white-throated sparrows and the fox sparrows and the American tree sparrows and all the rest of the birds that are going to be kind of slinking through over the next couple of weeks, I recommend that you get a bag of white millet. And I get mine at the farm service in Grand Rapids, but you can find it anywhere. You want a bag of just white millet and scatter it on the ground, in the grasses, wherever. And those guys will come in huge flocks, and they will work and work and work until they've picked up every seed. It's amazing how efficient they are at finding all of the seeds that I throw out there. The paper birch by my house, still more green than yellow, but the thing about paper birch that's kind of interesting is that they tend to turn a leaf, you know, like if you're a leaf on a branch of a paper birch, you might turn yellow and fall off while your neighbors are all still green. And so the trees always look quite green throughout the whole process. You'll see some yellow on them, but a lot of green. And then finally those green leaves will turn yellow and fall off along with the rest of them. And the birches will be bare, but it'll be a while before that takes place. Final note this week, had an opportunity to see the first, the first meadowlark that I had seen in several years came up on October 3rd. It was sitting on a fence post along Blue Heron Drive. As I drove by, it flew away. And the last time I saw a meadowlark that I made note of was in 2003 on May 26th. So I don't see a lot of meadowlarks at my place, but when I do, I certainly note their passing. And the other note that I have is that the gray jays are back in the area and are feeding in and around my feeder and stealing dog food when they can. So keep an eye out for the gray jays as well. As always, I encourage you to be observant. There's lots of stuff going on out there, and when you see it, send it along. We love to hear from you. That's the Phenology Show for this week.